the first time in 4 years, there will be October baseball for the Boston Red Sox. Game one of the wild card series this evening, 6:08 first pitch, which you can hear here and all over the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network for free. We are going to get to They Said It coming up, and we'll hear what Aaron Boone said as a bit of a troll in the direction of Alex Cora on what the American League knew about the Red Sox all season long during They Said It, among other things. With regard to the comeback of Jason Tatum, point of reference on his idol, Kobe Bryant, who very quickly returned from an Achilles. 8 months was the return time injury to back playing in the NBA. So I guess that would put things right about January for Jason Tatum, should that be the way things go. This is Mark from Connecticut. Hello, Mark.
How are we doing this morning, everybody?
What's up?
First off, I just want to say, Courtney, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
That's first and foremost.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And what I wanted to reference was Stephon Diggs. Being back from a torn ACL way ahead of schedule, and I think he looks great. You know, as of right now, put up 100-plus yard game last game.
Yeah.
He's starting to look like himself again, but he's not going to be, you know, the Stephon Diggs of old. But I really think that, you know, that could be, you know, something to aspire for Tatum. And one last thing is we need to go get A.J. Brown, guys. Let's make this team a contender. Let's go.
Was it Sirianni who said A.J. Brown hopes to stay with the Eagles or something?
Oh, we'll hear from Nick Sirianni, and They Said It, Courtney.
Apologies,
great tease.
Yes. I mean, when they got Diggs, we were talking about it, and everybody was suggesting that you wouldn't have Steph Diggs back till week 5 or week 6.
Right.
So I don't know whether it's like, you know, European sheep cells that they're injecting or what's going on with people, but they seem to be able to recover from it. Certainly the recovery time on these injuries is much quicker than the recovery time for yours truly on the near fatal Puppygate incident in which I broke my ankle and my leg.
Oh.
I mean, that baby took me forever to come back. Mm-hmm. Still, some who see me participate in the Jingle All the Way 5K every year don't, they think I still have yet to recover from that.
The PTSD is real.
By the way, I'm not going to talk about it until it happens, but there's a collision course between me and the Seaport neighborhood people on the Jingle All the Way 5K.
Uh-oh.
And if it comes down to it, they have no idea the fury, what I can bring to the table.
How could anyone have a problem with it?
Huh?
How could anybody have a problem with it?
Some people missed their travel to the airport last year because of the traffic, and so I'm not going to talk about it until it becomes an issue. But what? Yes, Curtis. What?
They have no idea the fury and the furry you can bring.
Yeah, I can bring a furry with me. That's correct.
Damn right.
Are you running the Jingle All the Way 5K this year, Sean?
I might if I'm not doing a show or something.
Sounds like a built-in excuse.
But nope, I'd love to be there.
Do we have a date yet?
Yeah, December 6th.
December 6th.
In the Seaport. Not sure what time we will be allowed to start it. Might be 4 a.m., but it's the greatest. I think it's the single greatest holiday event that happens in our beloved city.
Yeah.
Because awesome. Everybody dresses up. There's 2,000 people.
Wow.
We have Christmas music. We have Mr. and Mrs. Claus there. The thing is just, it's got Jingle Bell feels written all over it every year. So
yeah, and it's almost like you didn't tell everybody it was happening for months, and the people that live in the Seaport are about 7 minutes from Terminal B.
Yeah, no, I mean, it takes one half of a roadway, and barely.
Yep.
And it's a half an hour. I don't get it, but
they're tripping over that.
Yeah. I'm going to be an optimist about it.
All right.
I am going to be optimistic about it.
Yeah. Should let you get your 30 minutes. That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
It ain't bad.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we were in the middle of Leeds. Wiggy, good morning and hello.
All right. Good morning. So with, you know, playoff baseball upon us, I asked this simple question because we've brought it up. It's been a long time since the Red Sox have been here. So I asked the question, are the fans satisfied with making the postseason. Was this a satisfying season for Red Sox fans, regardless of the outcome that happens over the next couple of days? I believe that fans are satisfied.
You do?
I do. I believe that when fans look at it, you know, obviously they want the Red Sox to win, but if the Red Sox were to lose this series, I think this was a satisfying season, and it's more about them building on this young team, because they always talk about it being a young team.
Yeah.
And then the
future is bright, blah, 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 blah.
Bingo.
Listen, I think they have a built-in excuse playoff-wise with some of the injuries. Like, you know, whether that's legit or not, that's going to be for fans to decide. But certainly you dealt with the – you had to deal with the Roman Anthony injury. I don't know what you were expecting from Marcelo Meyer, but you had to deal with that injury.
Now Giolito.
It's always easy to do this, and I'm a victim. I do it the same way, Wiggs. Like, before a series, you could say you're excited and you're okay with the conclusion. But once you see Yankee fans, like, dancing and the actual series go down – if they get swept in two games and don't look good, I think there will be a lot of fans that are frustrated.
Well, then I think their fans, like Greg said, will lean towards, the injuries, you lost Anthony, they're a young team, they're going to load up, they'll be back, and next year is the year of when the Red Sox will really be able to do some damage. Because we know the injury thing is, you know, that's always going to be a major factor in any sport, is when you start losing key players. But I look at this season and the way it went and the ups and the downs, the highs, the lows, the Devers stuff, all the nonsense that we dealt with, and this team making the postseason, I think a lot of fans are like, oh, I'm just happy that the Red Sox are back in the postseason.
Sounds like a good Mitch poll.
It does.
Are you okay with the Red Sox? Are you good with the Sox season no matter the outcome against the Yankees?
Yeah, is it a success? Is the season a success just because they made the playoffs?
Bingo.
Some version of that thereof. But listen, I have full confidence tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, this is why you went out and got and then did a new deal with Garrett Crochet. Like, I mean, this is it. So I have full confidence on tonight. And Shime's lead got me all up in my feels about Brian Bello and about how well he has pitched against the New York Yankees this season.
So. What's Vegas saying, Shime, about this series? The Yankees the favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, the Sox are underdogs tonight, plus 110 underdogs. I believe for the series, I want to say they're like plus 120, but I'll double check that.
Why is that, I wonder, when the Red Sox had so much success against the Yankees?
All the games are at Yankee Stadium.
What was their record at Yankee Stadium?
5-2 this season.
Right, so like...
Sox are plus 135 to win the series.
Red Sox are 5-2 at Yankee Stadium.
Right, so they played pretty well this year. I would have thought that
they might have been. The Yankees were 4 games better than the Red Sox in the regular season.
All right.
Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Okay. 6:08, first pitch this evening. Yesterday was Celtics Media Day. And there to ask a question was the BFF of Jaylen Brown, Bill Nye, the science guy. And I thought his question was interesting, and the answer from Jaylen Brown was interesting. And here is the way that went yesterday.
Then everything happens for a reason, and that reason is usually physics. Yes. Now, a question. WNBA coming on, fabulous, very entertaining to watch. They play with a synthetic ball. Mm. Have you guys thought about changing? My understanding is... you give the new balls to the new guys and make them break it in because the balls are too difficult to get a grip on at first. Uh-huh. Have you guys thought about changing to a synthetic ball?
100%. I think to this day we still use like pigskin as a basketball.
Yeah.
And I've actually pushed a few years back to make the ball more sustainable. I had an idea that I proposed, I think even to Boston. I don't know if Sully's here, but maybe he can back me on this. Propose like a basketball made of like recycled material. Of like trash in Boston. So it's like you have like a ball that's made from like the essence of like your environment, but it's all sustainable. But I think it got turned down.
Can I say something?
Wow. Yes.
Because I think people are going to clown on Jaylen Brown for this entire thing, especially the Bill Nye stuff.
Curtis in 3, 2, 1.
What a cool connection between academics and athletics for the younger generation that maybe like when I was growing up, mm-hmm. you were either a jock or you were a nerd.
Right.
And I think that there's such a better intersection. I'm being honest, an intersection.
Popular to be both now.
Of the two, where I look at Jalen Brown and he's such a good role model.
Says yeah. only the nerds.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I don't see anything that's wrong with this. Thing. I don't think it's a bad idea.
Oh,
like,
okay. I'm clowning him. If I'm his Why? Teammate, yo, I am clowning him as soon as he steps foot in the locker room.
For what how reason? Much,
I mean, how many basketballs, honestly, does the NBA need? And how much trash right. would really be recycled?
Right. And why don't you just fly Spirit, Jalen, if you really care about the world? That does far more damage flying private than 30 basketballs. You like?
Well, but like, it's not necessarily like
it's all a freaking show. If you want to talk to a scientist, go to MIT. Don't bring in Bill freaking Nye.
Well, he's always liked Bill Nye. That's been
right.
the thing.
You want to be
so
a star humper, hump a star. Don't bring in the
it's
press
Curtis, that you're making
Curtis.
A ball from your environment.
You
not
don't think
you're
you
trying
think
to
that's
make
cool
it
if,
green.
If James in oh 5 years... I don't know why you just rolled your eyes and turned your head. I'm looking
because
at you.
Because it's not
today.
About James. It's what does this have to do with James?
We talk a lot about James. You're a dad, so I'm saying in 5 years, if James is really into science and then looks at Jaylen Brown, an athlete who also is really into science, that can get somebody who would never have a connection to the sport before in. I think it's cool.
I will never critique Jaylen Brown off the court. I believe his words meet his actions. Bill Nye is a freaking cartoon character. If you go, just Google it, all the things he's said that have been totally wrong. There are a million brilliant scientists within a square mile of the media day yesterday. We are literally in the center of one of the great scientific hubs in the world. Bill Nye flying in after his star was put on, you know, wherever the hell that was, on Rodeo Drive in L.A., doesn't do it for me.
I don't mind Jalen doing this. It's cool that him and the science guy, whatever.
That they're friends.
I got no issues with
that
it.
They talk science.
Yeah, but I'm like, if I'm his teammate, I'm bringing trash in. I'm like, yo, Jay, I got some trash here for you get some balls. And what you need is some trash. Like, you know, I'm clowning him. Like, but that's me, though. You know, I've always clowned nerds. I'm no nerd, but, you know, I guess Jalen is... You know, he loves the nerdy stuff.
All right. Well, all right. If you want to save a little money on the trash service, you can now just drop your trash off with the Boston Celtics
right.
at the TD Garden.
Get some basketballs.
And they will turn it into a sustainable basketball.
How much plastic do you think is sold at one Celtics home game?
I don't know. There's probably a lot of it.
They got all those recycled
Curtis,
things.
But it's just so
on the
fake. It's not
Curtis,
real.
On the flip side. How many pigs' lives could be saved by this?
Oh, that is
Amen.
True.
I'm thinking like 5 to 10 pigs
right.
annually.
Well, not saved, but rather than use them for basketball, we could use them for bacon.
Ah, yeah. Or maybe sneakers.
No. Like, I want my pigs in bacon.
Is cow leather being, for those who may be talking about this and have their own sneaker brand.
Jalen has his own sneaker brand.
That's what I'm saying. Are they using leather in the sneakers?
Oh, yeah. How do they make those
trash?
Sneakers?
I think they're using trash.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to use your recycled trash for the Jaylen Brown new 7, I believe it's 741s coming out.
The reason this bothers me, it's just so performative. It's not actually doing anything. There's
maybe
a million things they could do. It's
maybe
like the ladies who flew into the Blue Origin thing and said they were astronauts.
Yeah,
like,
it's a bit different than that.
Yeah, I don't know, Jalen. Maybe he is like a scientist.
He is. Yeah. Like Jalen Brown.
Bill Nye is a scientist.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that really honestly bothers me the most about Curtis. He doesn't trust the science.
Yeah.
And I trust the science. Curtis,
you always have.
I have been trusting the science for years.
I mean, this year they said 15 major hurricanes. Oh, my gosh. We've had zero.
Just trust the science.
You know what Bill Nye said?
This is science.
If you deny that global warming is due to fossil fuels, it's like saying you don't believe that smoking causes cancer.
Well, it's confusing right now when it comes to science and weather. I don't want to step on Curtis's toes, but the Farmer's Almanac is saying one thing and some other people are saying others about what New England winter is going to look like, and I don't know who to believe.
Oh, boy.
Well, as long as your left hand ain't trash.
That's going to be a nightmare for you, too, because you're going to be pregnant, so you can't do it. It's really going to be a nightmare
for Santo. Yes.
You can't do any shoveling. You can't carry groceries in.
Yes, science.
I mean, the guy's going to have to do everything for the next 5 months.
I can't clean off my car.
No, not with a precious bundle of joy in there. No.
Black ice?
Right. He's going to have to walk you out to the car every morning at 2:30.
Yes.
And by the way, I think it's a perfect time. March is a great time to have your kid because by the time you're kind of waking up a bit from everything, it's summer.
Yeah.
And you can travel for free with the little ball of joy?
Yeah. The insomnia I need to figure out right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Because they say, get your sleep now.
Oh, yeah.
Just
wait.
Good luck on
that. I hate when people said that.
Yeah. Like the just wait people are so annoying.
Just wait, right. Courtney.
Just wait. Just wait, Courtney. This is... We have time for this? I think we do. This is Matt. Matt from Halifax. Hey, Matt. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to say, it is kind of funny for the recycling thing, but the NBA uses like 45,000 basketballs in a season.
How many?
45,000.
450,000.
Wait, you just said five different numbers. 45,000 or 450,000?
In 2,100 games in a season, they use about 450,000 basketballs.
Damn.
That's impossible.
Wow, it's a lot of basketballs.
450,000 basketballs?
Wow. Okay. That doesn't seem right.
That is a lot of basketball.
According to Google AI, the exact number is not known, but it could be in the thousands. Each NBA team receives 72 to 120 new balls to start the season and additional balls used for games.
Right.
So even if it's 30 times 120, that's not right. 450,000.
And if I were Jalen, I would refuse to autograph any basketball because that's just to play with. We don't need to waste them.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Monday Night Football. Saw the Broncos beat down the Bengals 28-3, and the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. Dolphins win, but it's a tough one for Tyreek Hill. He went down with a knee injury. Not only did he dislocate the knee, but he tore a bunch of ligaments, including his ACL. He will undergo surgery today. The big news yesterday came from the Red Sox, with Alex Cora announcing that Lucas Giolito will not be on the wild card roster for the Sox versus the Yankees. Here's Cora.
Lucas, he's not going to be on the roster. He's been battling with his elbow the last few days, and today he went to see Dr. Dugas. So, hopefully it's nothing major, but he won't be ready for this one.
That series kicks off tonight. 6:08 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Lou Merlone, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:08 for the MassMutual pregame show. That is what's trending. It was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded.
Point of clarification from a listener who is in the know on the Subaru of New England text line on how many actual basketballs the NBA uses every season.
1.429, $626.
Amazing. All right. They Said It is coming up next.